Matt Boyer, Andrew Mason, Phil Milani here at Broncos headquarters talking about the top five Peyton Manning plays, moments really, in a Broncos uniform. Guys, this is not going to be easy to figure out here, but here are our candidates. Eight plays here, five to choose. Where do we start here? Number five.
Number five. Well, you know what? You've got the bootleg touchdown against Dallas here. And it's an unusual moment for Peyton Manning, but a crucial moment in a very big game. You know, offensive circus in that Cowboy-Bronco game in 2013. Manning and Tony Romo going tit for tat with each other, each trying to one-up the other. And Manning getting the touchdown run that no one saw coming. And, of course, and he ends up getting the better of the day when Dan Trevathan intercepts Tony Romo. But I look back at that. Peyton Manning was willing to do anything to try to win that game, even, you know, let's face it, not looking very elegant when he got outside, but he got the job done.
Yeah, nobody saw that play coming. I remember Ronnie Hillman was mic'd up for that game. He said, hey, what's the play call on this one? It's a naked bootleg for Manning. He's like, no, seriously, what is the play call?
That's scary. That's scary.
So nobody saw that one coming. Okay, so that's the top five. That's the fifth best moment here for Peyton Manning in a Broncos uniform. Matt, what do you think is number four here? A lot of great moments to choose from.
I'm partial to the introduction, but I've got to go 51. This was a great moment. Again, Manning's coming out of the tunnel. Julius Thomas, he eventually will throw it to Julius. The pass was great, but, I mean, just think about the type of game that he had. So much was surrounding that game. He was mic'd up for that game. There was a lot of hype. It was in the middle of one of the best offensive seasons of any NFL team ever. And to have that type of moment within the confines of that game, John Elway, of course, very happy. Probably nobody happy for him than that man right there. I think that it was a great moment. Probably not the top moment, but definitely belongs in the top five.
And also against a Wade Phillips defense. And that was a defense that really hung in there for most of the game. This was a, you know, Houston was 2-14 that year, having a bad season, but the Texans defense was making some plays, kept them in until the fourth quarter, and then Peyton Manning in that offense, having an all-time season, exerted its dominance.
Peyton throws Homer and Blas, got Julius Thomas there. Thomas with the touchdown, and there's the record. Peyton Manning's 51st touchdown pass of the year, and a beauty to Julius Thomas.
Of course, Peyton Manning went on to throw 55 touchdown passes that season. That's number four on Manning's top five all-time moments in a Broncos uniform. Mace, what's number three here?
Number three, wow. You know what? 509 was a big moment, but I'm going to go with seven touchdowns. This, of course, tied the league record back to open the 2013 season against Baltimore, the defending champions, who, of course, knocked the Broncos out of the previous postseason. And this was Denver's first big statement that they were going to dominate in 2013 against a good defense, albeit one that just lost Ray Lewis to retirement, just shredding them. And also, you see Ellis Dumervil on the shot. He was on the other side for the Ravens after he and the Broncos had to go their separate ways for technical difficulties and other reasons in the offseason. So there was that storyline floating over this game, and really, this set the tone for the 55-touchdown season that was to come. It put him, obviously, well ahead of pace, and he stayed ahead of the record pace throughout the season after this big game.
Yeah, and of course, this was a game that was on Thursday night, was supposed to be in Baltimore, but because of the Orioles game, couldn't be played there, played at Mile High, and Manning really just sort of said, hey, we remember last season, and we're going to come back, and seven touchdowns put up against the Ravens. That was certainly a moment that led to a Super Bowl season for the Broncos. Okay, Matt, we've gone through three. What's number two here?
Number two, you know, it's so hard. I love the return. The return was one of the, I guess, seminal moments of a Super Bowl season. However, historically, going to go with 509.
Yeah.
Got to go with 509. As good as that comeback was against the Chargers, this was even better. This was a body of work achievement from Peyton Manning, passing Brett Favre for the all-time mark as far as career touchdowns is concerned.
Move over Brett Favre and make room for the new king.
I definitely think that while the comeback in the San Diego game was cool, this was a cool moment. I mean, Peyton was so happy. The orchestrated, you know, the hidden ball trick. Yeah, the game of keep away during the celebration afterwards. Here, we're going to see it right here. Very cool. It shows that Manning has a great sense of humor within the confines of a great moment. So I do think that this was probably the second best moment. Like I said, there's a lot of great moments in there, San Diego being one of them. But this, I mean, you can't compare with 5-on-9.
Yeah, and San Diego is not even up here, of course, to jog everyone's memory. 2012, week 6, going to San Diego, down 24-0 at halftime. And I recall covering that game and just seeing on social media the mentions at me on Twitter were harsh. Oh, that it was a mistake to sign Peyton. They should have kept Tim Tebow. Stuff that looks absolutely unbelievable in retrospect. And then from that 24-0 halftime deficit, the Broncos come roaring back. They win 35-24. Manning made some big plays. Defense made some big plays as well. And then that was the start of the Broncos going on an 11-game winning streak. And really, it was in that San Diego game in 2012, in that second half, where you realized this is probably going to work out, and it's probably going to work out very well for the Broncos.
Of course, Mace goes off on a tangent there. A historical moment for sure. That was Peyton Manning's welcome to a Broncos uniform. So that, not on the list, but certainly worth mentioning. Okay, 5-on-9. Now we got to come down to the number one play. It's got to be the Super Bowl 50, right? His introductory press conference, he mentioned that he was here to hopefully bring another Super Bowl title to the Broncos. And finally, this year, he does it.
I am thrilled to be here. I'm looking forward to meeting my new teammates and doing everything I can to help this franchise win another Super Bowl.
We all know it wasn't his best performance. It really not an elegant game for him or the offense, but you see him with the Lombardi Trophy and holding it up. Like Phil said, that's what he came to do, what he came to accomplish. It put him in a unique place in NFL history, the only quarterback to start and win two Super Bowls with two different teams. When you factor that accomplishment in with the individual records, both single season and career, that he possesses, it's a resume unlike any other. And you know, whether he's the greatest quarterback ever is to be debated, but you can't have that conversation of three or four guys all time without mentioning Peyton Manning, and that will remain true for as long as they're playing football.
Yeah, as Mace mentioned, you know, that trophy, I mean, it doesn't matter how you get it, right? You just end up with it. It doesn't matter if, you know, you had a bad game or a great game or a mediocre game. It doesn't matter. He won the Lombardi Trophy. That's why he came here. That's why he put on a Broncos uniform a couple of years ago in 2012. This was the culmination, like we said, for 5-on-9, body of work. This was the culmination of a body of work and definitely deserves to be number one.
Yeah, and just seeing him hoist that Lombardi Trophy, it was a special moment in person. It's a special moment on TV, and it's definitely a moment that will live on forever in Broncos history.
And maybe even made more special by what he went through during the 2015 season, struggling with the foot injury, 9 touchdowns against 17 interceptions in the regular season. And then in week 17, as we referenced with the return, he was on the bench at the start of that game. Gary Kubiak puts him in for a spark. You have that moment that creates chills and goosebumps on the back of your neck. And then that leads to this. And again, like you say, no one's going to remember the stats. They're going to remember that trophy in his hand.
Yeah, that was certainly a magical moment. The top moment for Peyton Manning in a Broncos uniform. At least that's our opinion, okay? For Matt Boyer, Andrew Mason, I'm Phil Maloney, and that's been Peyton Manning's top 5 moments in a Broncos uniform.